Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Will Saudi Arabia eventually or in the near future normalize relations with Israel? How close is this from really happening? To help us unpack this, we're joined by Professor Zev Kanin, a political scientist at the Department of Political Studies at Bar-Ilan University. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. So if we, because there's been so many headlines and information, if we strip that all away, how would you describe the current status of the Saudi-Israel normalization? Are we getting close?
Okay, good morning and thanks for the invitation. I would say that if you will compare the current situation with the first round of Donald Trump presidency in the second half of the last decade, we can say that we see a quite substantial difference. In principle, the Trump idea, which also was borrowed or taken in some way from ideas in Israel, including, for example, at that time, Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman, the concept of a revised pyramid, right. Meaning to step out of the previous concept, that normalization of relations with the Palestinian Arabs and establishment of Palestinian state, this the so-called two-state solution, will be a trigger for normalization of relations with the Arab world and then maybe with the whole Muslim world. In the later years, next years, it became clear that it's unfeasible and even unthinkable. So the whole idea was, first of all, to normalize relations with the Saudi Arabia and countries of Saudi Arabia bloc. Two of them, Jordan and Egypt, were already had that time, by that time, diplomatic relations, cold but still diplomatic relations with Israel. But the idea was to bring other countries, Persian Gulf monarchies and North African countries and so on and so forth. And it was accepted. It was accepted by American administration and even developed. And the idea of Donald Trump 1.0, his first cadence presidential round, it was like, first of all, he will bring peace, Arab-Israeli peace, and inside it will be a way, or it will be a space for Israeli-Palestinian peace. It happened partly, as we know, United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, and then joined by Morocco, and then Northern Sudan, which dropped out because of the civil war, they did join due to several reasons. And first of all, these gestures that were provided to them by American administration at that time. But it, in fact, it stopped by that. And when Trump came back to the White House, Oval Study, and his built up his new Republican administration, the idea looked like came back, but on the new conditions, on the backdrop of war in Gaza, a new war in the Middle East. So if that time a normalization of Israeli-Saudi Arabia relations were conditioned by, were accorded with American gestures, like first of all normalization and then they will get F-35 jets and all sort of opening American market for Saudi investments and so on and so forth. Today, it's not a precondition anymore. As we saw, the way it was accepted, Prince bin Salman was accepted in one house, not as a client, not as a junior partner, but like face to face, you know, eyes to eyes, an American ally. Mm-hmm. By the way, among other things, Saudi Arabia suggested and accepted, of course, the status of American closest American ally beyond NATO, which means an access to American military technologies and high-tech production of the high American high-tech industry, right. Including, by the way, with the Israeli technologies and so on and so forth, without any normalization with Israel. Unless Israel will accept area demands to accept not in principle, but a policy, just a plan, you know, like a clear-cut plan of establishment of the Palestinian states, which more than 60% of Israelis would not accept. So at the moment, we see that Israel still continues to be American ally, an important American ally, but not, unfortunately, at this given moment, not a country which position is covering, you know, is more important than any other of American allies or potential allies or partners, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Turkey, and so on, as it used to be before. I tried to answer
the question
that you asked. I believe you have another question about F-35.
Right, that's exactly what I wanted to ask you, because the deal for the F-35s was already done, which I would imagine could be about showcasing that the U.S. wasn't holding a gun to Saudi Arabia and saying, if you don't normalize with Israel, we're not selling, you know, we're not going to assist here.
Yes, I understand what you mean. Yes.
Was that the case, or is this completely independent of that of normalization?
Well, that's an interesting point. If you have 2 minutes more, I will try to explain. There are two approaches to this issue. So America provides, United States provides to Saudi Arabia, its new ally beyond NATO, out of the margins of NATO, but close ally, provide very advanced weapons, including their Air Force. The first approach is it's a catastrophe. It's a problem. Now it's like a few minutes flight from Saudi, from Arabian Peninsula to Israel. Meantime, Saudis and their allies and partners, they own in American or pro-American bloc, but it could be changed. And Israel should dominate military and technologically always, and it's written in the American law. Okay, so that Israel always should have a more dominant force.
Right.
From this point of view, the people who observe it from this side, they believe there's a problematic situation for Israel. Another approach, and I will finish with that. Another approach is that don't worry, stand calm, just relax. First of all, it is promised, but not provided. Meantime, I mean this jets and so on. It will take 10 years, 15 years, and God knows, you know, who knows what happened during that time. Second, F-35 is a platform. Americans give them a platform. They are not going to give them all this Israeli avionics and technology and experience of Israeli pilots that used F-35 for more than 10 years. So from this point of view, Trump is trying to balance between two allies. Israel, in previous years, Israel was the first, Saudis were the second. Today, some might say that it's an opposite, vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
However, concerning that Donald Trump and his team are actually following the tactical issues more than strategic issues, I wouldn't be less calm than they suggest.
Absolutely. That is where we do need to leave it, Professor Zev Kanin. Thank you, as always, Professor at the Department of Political Science at Bar-Ilan University, giving us a context about Israel and Saudi relations.